إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، I welcome all of you. We continue in our class reading from the book Taysir al-Allam, Sharh Umdat al-Ahkam. Taysir al-Allam, the explanation of Umdat al-Ahkam, by the eminent Shaykh al-Allama Abdullah ibn Abdul Rahman ibn Salih al-Bassam. Al-Bassam rahimahullahu wa ghafara lahu wa liwalidayhi wa lilmuslimin wal muslimat. Ameen. باب الصوم في السفر. Tonight we're going to learn the rules and regulations related to fasting while on a journey. Because as a human being, we do travel. Some of us travel. Some people, they may have to travel in Ramadan. Do they fast? They don't fast. What they need to do? That's what we're going to learn, inshallah ta'ala. قال الشيخ رحمه الله جاءت هذه الشريعة بالأحكام الميسرة السمحة تحقيقا لقوله تعالى وما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج وقوله يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر. In the introduction, the Shaykh says the legislation of Islam and as related to the rulings and regulations, take in consideration the conditions of the people. So it is easy. The legislation of Islam and the deen of Allah is the deen of and the religion of ease and leniency. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran in Surah Al-Hajj, ayah 78, and He didn't put anything in this religion, anything is a hardship for you. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 185, Allah intends ease for you, and He does not intend hardship for you. قال فلما كان السفر غالبا فيه مشقة وصعوبة وأنه قطعة من العذاب خفف فيه خفف فيه أي الأحكام خففت في السفر. The Shaykh, he says, safar, which is traveling. He said, since traveling usually involves hardship and difficulty, not everybody have an easy journey. Usually, traveling is associated with hardship and difficulty. It is a portion of the punishment. Since, and for these reasons, the rulings, many rulings, they've been lightened by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, been lightened, been light for those who are traveling. وَمِنْ تِلْكَ التَّخْفِيفَاتِ الرُّخْصَ فِي الْفِطْرِ فِي نَهَايَ رَمَضَانِ. From this ease that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from them is the rukhsa, the concession of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to break the fast while traveling in the day of Ramadan. This is a permission and a concession from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهِيَ رُخْصَةٌ مُسْتَحَبَّةٌ. Now this concession and this permission from Allah to break the fast, it is obligatory or no? It is recommended. It is recommended to act upon it. Since the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَيْسَ مِنَ الْبِرِّ السِّيَامُ فِي السَّفَرِ. It is not from birr to fast while on a journey. Later on, two pages down, or actually a couple pages, three or four pages down, the Shaykh mentioned the meaning. What does it mean? ليس من البر الصيام في السفر. It is not considered from birr. And birr, this term includes all good. So the Prophet ﷺ said, it's not from birr to fast while on a journey, while traveling. He said, أي أن الصيام في السفر ليس من البر الذي يتسابق إليه ويتنافس فيه. How do we understand this? Is that fasting while on a journey, it is not considered from the good things that the Muslim should compete one another to do and fast while on a journey. Alright? وهي رخصة تعم الذي يناله بالسفر مشقة وغيره ممن تكون أسفارهم راحة ومتعة لأن الحكم للغالب. This concession and this رخصة from Allah سبحانه وتعالى, which to break the fast in Ramadan, if a person is on a journey and traveling, it is for both those who travel with difficulty and hardship and those who are comfortable. For both. Those who are traveling with difficulty, they like, oh no, they're walking, or they have to go through a lot of things in that journey. Or those who may be in the first class. MashaAllah, he's in the first class, in the plane, comfortable. He says this rukhsa is for both. This concession is for both. وبمثل هذه الأحكام اللطيفة نعلم مدى ما تراعي هذه الشريعة الكريمة من تخفيف ورحمة وملائمة للأوقات والظروف ومطالبة الناس بقدر ما يستطيعون. He says, the Shaykh says, the like of these rulings and regulations, these beautiful rulings, we understand from them that this legislation, this noble legislation of Al-Islam, take in consideration the conditions of the people. Allah is merciful to His servants, and He legislated for them that which is good for them and easy for them in all times and circumstances. And this beautiful religion of Islam asks the people to do what they can, things they can, according to their abilities. ثم قال الشيخ رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا. He says, yes, indeed, we are pleased with Allah as our Lord, and we are pleased with Islam, our religion, and with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as our prophet. After this introduction, the Shaykh, he began to explain the ahadith in Umdat al-Ahkam. Al-hadith al-hadi wa al-thamanun ba'd al-mi'ah. The hadith 181, after all. Aisha radiallahu anha. أن حمزة بن عمرو الأسلمي عن عائشة رضي الله عنها أن حمزة بن عمرو الأسلمي قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أأصوم في السفر؟ وكان حمزة بن عمرو الأسلمي رضي الله عنه كثير الصيام. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن شئت فصم وإن شئت فأفطر. On the authority of Aisha radiallahu anha, the mother of the believers, she said that Hamza ibn Amr al-Aslami radiallahu anhu said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shall I fast while I travel on my journey? She said, this man, he used to fast a lot. The optional fast, he was known a man that fast many days. He was known with this. The Prophet ﷺ answered to him, he said to him, if you want fast, if you want to break the fast, you break the fast. Prophet ﷺ gave him a choice. المعنى الإجمالي, the general meaning and explanation of this hadith, قال الشيخ رحمه الله علم الصحابة رضي الله عنهم أن الشارع الرحيم ما رخص في الفطر في السفر إلا رحمة بهم وإشفاقا عليهم So the companions, they knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, when He legislates for them this concession to break the fast while on a journey, they knew because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them, and because Allah wants ease for them, not difficulty upon them. فكان حمزة الأسلمي ابن عمرو الأسلمي رضي الله عنه عنده جلد وقوة على الصيام وكان محب للخير كثير الصيام رضي الله عنه. The Sheikh says that Hamza al-Aslami رضي الله عنه, he was strong, he was very patient, he endures with patience and perseverance in fasting. Some people, they can't fast this. The hunger, the thirst, the long days, the heat. Some people, they want to fast, but whatever they do, keep them away. This companion, he endures all that. And he used to love to fast. And he used to love to do a lot of good, like the companions, Ridwanullah alayhim. They used to compete one another for good actions. And these are our salaf, by the way, the companions. And if we are really, who wants to know how truthful are we in claiming that we are upon their way, let us compete one another in good deeds. Not compete one another on other things. Dunya and... No, let us compete one another in good deeds. Who's going to come earlier in the masjid? And who's going to read Quran? Who's going to give more sadaqah and charity? You compete not in a way of showing off. No, you just like when you know... You compete in this way. When you come to the masjid in Yawm al-Jum'ah and find five people in front of you, and you should say to yourself, SubhanAllah, they beat me today. They beat me too. I lost to these brothers. And then you say, next Friday, if I'm still alive, I'm going to show them, inshallah. And then you come and find seven people beat you too. And what do you say? SubhanAllah, what did they do wrong here? Last week, five, now it's seven. La ilaha illallah. But then you say to yourself, alhamdulillah, there's seven, not ten. You see? And then try to do that. Likewise. You don't have to wait until you're reminded of sadaqah. Now, you be looking for the poor and the needy in the community. Don't wait until the imam get on the mic, akhwan, we have a family in the street. Yeah, subhanAllah. Our brothers in the street, we don't even know. Our brothers and the sisters, they're about to be in the street and we don't know. We wait for announcement. The Sahaba, they used to look for one another. He used to look, who I'm going to give, who I'm going to help. Some of them, they say before they eat, these are the salaf, ya akhwan. When you read their biography, wallahi, you say, where are we from them? Some of them until so much that some of them, they don't eat alone. When the food is ready, he has to go outside and look for somebody to eat with him. He won't come back until he finds somebody to share with him his food. They used to give sadaqah. So much so that some of them, one of them, he was, if he doesn't have nothing to give, he go home and grab anything, even an onion, they says. Even an onion from his house, and he give it as sadaqah, so he can be from those people who are given charity. Now we want to like be on their path, but we're going to wait on somebody big us and cry in front of us and we're like, oh, let me see what I can do tomorrow, inshallah. We need to find those people who are in need, because some people, they're not going to beg. Some people, they're not going to come to you. They're going to say, alhamdulillah, bi khair, Allahu Akbar. You think they are there, they're rich, but they are not. And you need to find who they are and what is their struggle. Aynam. Here is this companion, Ridwanullah radiallahu anhu, kana muhibba lil khair. He loves to do good. And from that, he used to fast a lot. He used to fast a lot. Fasa'ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ayasumu fi safar. He asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, may I fast while traveling? The Shaykh is going to mention in the fawaid, in the benefits, why why he asked this question. He said, may I fast while I'm on a journey, while I'm traveling? فَخَيَّرَهُ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بَيْنَ الصِّيَامِ وَالْفَطْرِ. The Prophet ﷺ gave him a choice whether to fast or not. But this is with the condition. What is the condition? Huh?
It's an option.
No. I just said this. Look, the Prophet ﷺ gave his companion a choice whether to fast or not. Because if somebody just enter right now, what are he going to understand? If somebody hear me right now, who is not with us from the beginning, just came now and hear this statement, the Prophet ﷺ gave permission, an option, to this companion whether to fast or not. While traveling. That's the condition. While traveling, not just for anybody. Okay? فَقَالَ إِنْ شِئْتَ فَصُمْ وَإِنْ شِئْتَ فَ After, that's what the Prophet ﷺ said to him, if you wish, fast. If you wish, break the fast. But when they break the fast, of course, they make it up another day after Ramadan is over. Not the Eid. It's not permissible to fast on the Eid day. ما يؤخذ من الحديث? What is some of the benefits from this hadith? أولا, الرخصة في الفطر في السفر لأنه مظنة المشقة. It is permissible to break the fast while on a journey. There is a concession from Allah, permission from Allah to break the fast while on a journey. Because, he says, usually traveling is associated with hardship and difficulty. Usually. ثانياً, التخيير بين الصيام والفطر. لمن عنده قوة على الصيام والمراد بذلك صوم رمضان. He says there is a choice now given to the person whether to fast or to break the fast for those who are able to fast while on a journey. He says what is intended by the fast here is in Ramadan, in the month of Ramadan. ويوضحه ما أخرجه أبو داود والحاكم أن حمزة بن عمر رضي الله عنه قال يا رسول الله إني صاحب ظهر أعالجه أسافر وأكريه, يعني كان له جمل, وربما صادفني هذا الشهر يعني رمضان وأنا أجد القوة عليه وأجدني أن أصوم أهون علي من أن أؤخره فيكون دينا علي, فقال أي ذلك شئت يا حمزة. The Sheikh says this hadith is made clear by another hadith that is collected by Imam Abu Dawud and Al-Hakim, that Hamza ibn Amr al-Aslami radiallahu anhu, he said, O Messenger of Allah, I have this animal, Ibn Kamu, he travel, he use it, and he work, that's his job. People, they want to do something, transport something, bring something from a place, take a place, he used his camel and do that for the people. So that was his job. He travels. He says, and perhaps I may be traveling in Ramadan. This my job. I'll be traveling in this month, Ramadan. And he said to the Prophet ﷺ, but I have the strength. I have the ability to fast. Rather, fasting is easier for me than to break the fast and it become a debt on me now, that I have to make it up later on. Then the Prophet ﷺ said to him, whatever you choose, do it. Meaning you want to fast first, you want to break the fast and make it up another day, you can do that as well. Al-Hadith 82 بعد المئة. Of course, we're going to mention there is many narrations, because the only way you understand all the rulings and regulations is by bringing all the narrations. Because one narration gives you some rulings, other rulings that you may be thinking about right now, inshallah, is going to come in the explanation of other narrations, inshallah ta'ala. That's why the ulama, they bring the adilla, all the narrations and the adilla, all the proofs of one issue, and they bring them all. You cannot just understand the whole issue from one hadith, especially if there is other ahadith that deals with that. No, the ulama, they says you gotta bring all the ahadith, because if somebody took only one hadith and he think that's it,
no.
Now other people, they're going to bring him another hadith. He says, what about this hadith? Now that's why the ulama, they study all the adilla together. And they understand them together. فَعَنْ أَنَسِ بْنِ مَالِكَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالْ كُنَّا نُسَافِرُ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ فَلَمْ يَعِبِ الصَّائِمُ عَلَى الْمُفْطِرُ وَلَا الْمُفْطِرُ عَلَى الصَّائِمُ. This hadith 182 from عمدة الأحكام, Anas radiallahu anhu, now it is one another companion from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very modest, he was easy, he was kind, gentle, lenient, merciful to his companions. He used to sit with them, to eat with them, travel with them. Naam. So here is Anas radiallahu anhu ibn Malik. He says, we used to travel with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kunna nusafir. We used to travel with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So those amongst us who are fasting doesn't say anything to those who are not. And those who are not doesn't say anything to those who are fasting. Okay? So those who are fasting, they don't say to those who are not, why you're not fasting? This is Ramadan. And those who are not fasting, they don't say to those fasting, why you're fasting? This is, we're on a journey. See? I know. And we learn from this, because sometimes we may travel. A couple of brothers in Ramadan, they are in the same van. Or they may be going for Umrah. You know, maybe to make Umrah in Ramadan. Okay? And then they may be in airplane, and then here one is start, you know, they bring the breakfast or lunch, the flight attendant says, sir, chicken or beef, give me chicken, you have fish, yeah, give me fish. Then the other one who's fasting is like, ahi, you want to eat? Yeah, it's halal, fish, it's okay. It's not the fish, it's Ramadan, ahi. How are you going to break the fast in Ramadan? It's not Maghrib yet. He says, yeah, I know it's not Maghrib yet, but this is, I'm traveling. See, if that person don't know the rule, he's like, I'm not traveling with you. He may even say, please, can I change my plane? Now they're going to fight. No. That's why you understand, alhamdulillah. Okay? Here is the companions. One of the companions, he says, those who are fasting, they don't say anything to those who are not. And those who are not fasting, likewise, they don't say anything to those who are fasting. المعنى الإجمالي, the general explanation. قال الشيخ رحمه الله. I didn't mean to ignore you guys here, but I can't keep turning my head here and here, because we're not playing tennis in here. That's only in tennis. Usually we sit here, but I understand, alhamdulillah, as the VIP, when I sit back, alhamdulillah, it's okay with me. But if I don't look at your pretty faces, please, I don't want to like go home with a bad neck, okay? So I'm going to focus on my brother here. Jazakallah khair. Alhamdulillah. طيب. قال الشيخ رحمه الله كان الصحابة يسافرون مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيفطر بعضهم ويصوم بعضهم والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقرهم على ذلك. He says the companions رضي الله عنهم, they used to travel with the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. They used to travel with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And in Ramadan, some of them are not fasting. These are the companions. Some not fasting, others are fasting. Some they break the fast, they don't fast, but others are fasting on a journey. And the Prophet ﷺ didn't say anything to both parties. Rather, he agreed to what they to their actions. Those who are fasting and those who are not. لماذا قال لأن الصيام هو الأصل والفطر رخصة. Says because the origin is fasting. Breaking the fast is a permission and a concession from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والرخصة ليس في تركها إنكار. This concession from Allah, if somebody didn't act upon it, cannot be scolded or refuted or rebuked. If a person didn't act upon this concession, no one tell him why, akhi, you're not break, why you're not breaking the fast. وَلِذَا فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَعِيبُ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ فِي السِّيَامِ وَفِي الْفِطْرِ. He said, for this reason, the Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhim, they do not say anything to one another. Those who are fasting, they don't say to those who are not fasting, why you're not fasting? This is Ramadan, and you're breaking the fast in a day. You're not. And those who are not fasting, they don't say to those who are fasting, why are you fasting? This is a journey. See? They don't say anything to each other. ما يؤخذ من الحديث? What is some of the benefits? Number one, جواز الفطر في السفر. It is permissible to break the fast on a journey. It is permissible. So knowing this, that's it. If it's permissible in the deen of Allah, we should have no problem with it. If two people are traveling on the same bus, same train, plane, on a car, and one began to eat something or drink some water, the other one don't say nothing to him. This is a journey. Because they're traveling. Because it is permissible to break the fast while traveling, while on a journey. Number two, إقرار النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أصحابه على الصيام والفطر في السفر مما يدل على إباحة الأمرين. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم accepted the actions of both parties of the companions. Those who were fasting on a journey and those who choose to break the fast. See? Prophet ﷺ accepted from both of them. He didn't say to those who are not fasting, why didn't you fast? Nor he say to those who were not fasting, why are you fasting? On a journey. But he accepted the decision and the choice of both parties of the companions, Ridwanullah alayhim. He said, this is a proof, the Shaykh says, that is, both things are permissible. Both actions are permissible. So when we know this, that's it, alhamdulillah. You're fasting on a journey because it's permissible for you. Somebody next to you, Muslim from community, he's not fasting because it's permissible. That's it. Barakallah. Al-hadith al-thalith wa thamanuna ba'd al-mi'ah. The hadith 183 now in Umdat al-Ahkam. An Abi Darda رضي الله عنه قال خرجنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في شهر رمضان في حر شديد حتى إن كان أحدنا لا يضع يده على رأسه من شدة الحر وما فينا صائم إلا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعبد الله بن رواحة رضي الله عنه. Another companion رضي الله عنه وعنهم أجمعين. Allah be pleased on, with them all. Amen. He's narrating to us that they used to travel with the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. This time is the noble companion أبي الدرداء رضي الله عنه. He says, we set out with the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم on a journey in the month of Ramadan. In the month of Ramadan. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen رحمه الله تعالى, he said that was in the conquest of Mecca. In the month of Ramadan, it was extremely hot. Those days when they left, it was extremely hot. He says, so much so that one of us put his hands on his head to avoid the heat, the extreme heat. He didn't have no umbrellas or have things, subhanAllah. These are the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the Shaykh is going to explain later on. He said he was so hot, he was so intense, the heat so intense, he said that we used to put our hands on our heads to protect our heads from the heat, from the extreme heat. He says, and no one from us was fasting that day except Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abdullah ibn Rawaha. La ilaha. So no one was fasting. Extremely hot. They're on a journey. So no one was fasting except the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and another companion, Abdullah ibn Rawaha al-Ansari, from the Ansar radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. This narration, subhanAllah, takes us there, subhanAllah. Allah, man, take us to that time. This is the best of mankind. And the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the best of this ummah after the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Actually, the ulama, he says, the companions of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are the best of the people after the Prophets and the Messengers. They are the best of any ummah. And pay attention what they went through. Extreme heat. Wait until you hear the other narrations. What they had to go through. Here he says, خرج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بأصحابه في رمضان في أيام شديدة الحر. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم set out on a journey with his companions in Ramadan. In days that they were extremely hot. Extremely hot. فمن شدة الحر لم يصم منهم إلا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وعبد الله بن رواحة الأنصاري رضي الله عنه. Says because of the extreme heat, the heat was so intense that no one of them was fasting except the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and عبد الله بن رواحة الأنصاري رضي الله عنه. قال فهما تحمل الشدة وساما. He says, as for the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, الدمير يعود على الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وعبد الله بن رواحة. He says, as for them, both of them, meaning the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and Abdullah ibn Rawaha, they endure that hardship. Okay, with patience. مما يدل, and they fasted. مما يدل على جواز الصيام في السفر وإن كان ذلك مع المشقة التي لا تصل إلى حد التهلكة. He said, this is a proof that it's permissible to fast while on a journey, even if that journey involves a difficulty and a hardship, as long as the hardship doesn't lead someone to destruction or, you know, to be destroyed. Okay? Meaning somebody who harmed himself. As long as that difficulty doesn't harm that person. Okay. الحديث الرابع والثمانون بعد المئة. The hadith 184 from عمدة الأحكام عن جابر بن عبد الله, another companion. Companions narrating to us. عن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في سفر فرأى زحاما ورجلا قد ظلل عليه فقال ما هذا؟ قالوا صائم. قال ليس من البر الصيام في السفر. وفي لفظ لمسلم, هذا متفق عليه, وفي لفظ لمسلم, عليكم برخصة الله التي رخص لكم. Here is another hadith still bringing to us the many details that we have to all have this narration to understand everything about fasting while on journey. Not just, we don't take all these rulings from one hadith, from different narrations. This narration now from Jabir radiallahu anhu. أو عنهما جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما. الشيخ صالح السحيمي حفظه الله, our شيخ حفظه الله, he says that Jabir, him, his father and grandfather, they were all companions رضي الله عنهم. So here is Jabir ibn Abdullah رضي الله عنهما. He says the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, while he was on a journey and with his companions, all of a sudden he saw a little crowd, people gathering together, gathering around something. And there was a man laying down and they trying to put some shade on him, give him some shade, provide some shade for him. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, what is this? They said, he's fasting. See, man is out trying to put some shade for him. The Prophet ﷺ said, what is this? They say, oh, this man is fasting. Prophet ﷺ said, it is not from birr to fast on a journey while traveling. This is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim. In a narration that is collected by Imam Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ says, you should take advantage of the permission and the concessions of Allah that He has given you. Take advantage of the concessions of Allah that He has given you. المعنى الإجمالي لهذا الحديث, the general explanation of this hadith. كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في أحد أسفاره فرأى الناس متزاحمين ورجلا قد ظلل عليه. He says the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم was on one of his journeys and travels. Prophet ﷺ used to travel a lot for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of these journeys, he saw the people, a crowd of the people around one man, and they providing shade for him. فسألهم عن أمره. He said, what are these about? What is this? فقالوا إنه صائم وبلغ به الظمأ هذا الحد. They said this man is fasting, but he's so thirsty that that's why he's in this condition. He's so thirsty and he's extreme hot heat, and that's why he's in this condition. فقال الرحيم الكريم, the noble and the merciful to this ummah, the Prophet ﷺ says, the one who's merciful to this ummah, wants good for them, that which is easy for them, he says, إن الصيام في السفر ليس من البر ولكن عليكم برخصة الله التي رخص لكم. He said to them, fasting while on a journey is not from birr. It's not from those things that you will compete one another to do. Especially if it leads to this, to harm a person passing out. No, a person don't fast. He says, rather you should take advantage of the concession of Allah that He has made permissible for you. فهو لم يريد منكم بعبادته تعذيب أنفسكم. Sheikh says, because Allah does not want from your worship that you punish and harm yourself. Allah didn't command us to worship Him in a way that we harm ourselves. لا. ما يؤخذ من الحديث, what is some of the benefits from this hadith? أولا, قال الشيخ البسام عبد الله البسام رحمه الله, جواز الصيام في السفر وجواز الأخذ بالرخصة بالفطر. The permissibility of fasting on a journey and the permissibility of taking the concession of Allah to break the fast while on a journey. So Some people, they think that if they break the fast while on journey, that they committed a sin. Yeah, it's permissible for you. If you want to break the fast, it's okay. However, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, he made tafsir. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he says, if a person, mashallah, strong, traveling, doesn't really tamper with his fasting, he says, we say to that person, even though if he break the fast, it's permissible, he said, but we say that it's better for that person to fast. Because he is able, so he doesn't have to make it up later on. He says, and we say to the person who can fast, but with difficulty, we say that it is disliked for you to fast. Because now you're going through difficulties, why it is made permissible for you to break the fast, we say that it's disliked for him to fast. He says, and also Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, he says, but if a person is fasting while on a journey, and it's so difficult for him that he passes out, he's going through a lot of hardship, and he's harming himself, the Shaykh said, we said, it's not permissible for you to fast, because now you're harming yourself. That's the tafsir. That's the details. The Shaykh is going to mention that later on himself. I just want to mention what Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen says before I forget. Number two, أن الصيام في السفر ليس برا وإنما يجزئ ويسقط الواجب. Said that fasting while on a journey, it is not to be considered or looked at that this is from the good actions that you compete one another for. Says rather, if somebody fasts, it's okay, it's accepted from him. Okay, if somebody fasted while on a journey, it is taken from, is it accepted from him. ثالثا أن الأفضل إتيان رخص الله تعالى التي خفف بها على عباده. So that what is better is that a person take the concessions of Allah, since he came from Allah, in a way to make things easy for his servants. Any concession, he says, it is better for the people to apply it and to act upon it, since it is from Allah who wants ease for his servants. Then the Shaykh mentioned اختلاف العلماء. He mentions some of difference of opinions of the scholars pertaining to a couple of issues in here. So don't mix the issues, okay? So pay attention. So he's going to mention a couple of issues as pertaining to fasting while on a journey. قال اختلف العلماء في صوم رمضان في السفر. So the people of knowledge, they differ as related to fasting the days of Ramadan while on a journey. Somebody who's traveling and fast. فشدد بعض السلف كالزهري والنخعي وذهبوا إلى أن صيام المسافر لا يجزئ عنه وهو مروي عبد الرحمن بن عوف وأبي هريرة وابن عمر وهو مذهب الظاهرية. He says, some of the Salaf, they were very stern and strong, like Al-Zuhri and Al-Imam Al-Nakhai, Ibrahim Al-Nakhai, and they say that fasting for the traveler does not make up for Ramadan, meaning that he should not fast. Should not fast. And they said also, this is this opinion, it is transmitted from Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, Abu Huraira ibn Umar, and it is the madhab of al-Zahiriyya. That's one opinion. قال وذهب, another opinion, وذهب جماهير العلماء ومنهم الأئمة الأربعة إلى جواز الصيام والفطر. He says, however, the majority of the scholars, and including the four imams, that it is permissible both fasting or breaking the fast, both of them. While on a journey, is both permissible to fast or to break the fast. واحتج الأولون بقوله تعالى فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه، ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر. He says, as for the first group, who they say, no, the traveler does not fast. They mention as a proof the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 185. Whoever is present when the moon or the crescent of the month of Ramadan is sighted, should fast. But whoever is sick or on a journey, they break the fast and make up the same exact days. Okay? ووجهه أن الله لم يفرض الصوم إلا على من شهده وفرض على المريض والمسافر في أيام أخرى. Them, they understood this ayah as that Allah has made fasting obligatory upon those who are residents. They are in their hometowns and places and their dwelling places when the crescent of the month of Ramadan is sighted. And Allah has made it obligatory upon the sick person and the one who is traveling to make up those same days that they don't fast while they're sick and while they're on a journey. وكذلك ما رواه مسلم عن جابر أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خرج عام الفتح في رمضان فصام حتى بلغ كراع الغميم فصام الناس ثم دعا بقدح من ماء فرفعه حتى نظر الناس إليه ثم شرب فقيل له بعد ذلك إن بعض الناس قد صام فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أولئك العصاة أولئك العصاة. وما رواه البخاري عن جابر فنسخ قوله أولئك العصاة لصيامه. وما رواه البخاري عن جابر ليس من البر الصيام في السفر. Likewise, the Shaykh is still bringing the adilla, the proofs of the first group of scholars, who they say that the person who is on a journey does not fast. The hadith that is collected by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, on the authority of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhuma, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the year of the conquest of Mecca, he set out in the month of Ramadan. And the Prophet ﷺ was fasting until he reached Quraq al-Ghamim. And in the narration says that was after Asr. So Maghrib is always close. The people, they were fasting, but he was told there is a lot of hardship upon the people. So the Prophet ﷺ, he asked for some water and he held it higher so that the people see him and he drink it in front of them. After that, the Prophet ﷺ, after Maghrib, he was informed that some people fasted anyway. Even after the Prophet ﷺ broke his fast and drank water, he was told that some of the companions, they fasted. They didn't break the fast. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, such are the disobedient. But this statement was abrogated because the Prophet ﷺ fasted on other days while he was on a journey. Also, one of their narrations is that which is collected by Imam al-Bukhari from Jabir also radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet ﷺ says, like in this hadith, لَيْسَ مِنَ الْبِرِّ أَصِّيَامُ فِي السَّفَرِ. It is not from birr to fast while on a journey. These are the adilla and the proofs of the first group of the scholars who they say that a person on a journey should not fast. وَاحْتَزَّ الْجَمْهُورُ بِحُجَجٍ قَوِيَّةٍ. من أحاديث الباب. He says, as for the Jamahir al-Ulama, who they say that the traveler, what is the Jamahir al-Ulama says? What is the opinion, if you remember? The majority of the scholars, what they say? Naam. Ahsan. That the person, Naam, Abdullah.
He can take the concession.
Ahsan. Naam. Given the choice. The traveler fasts or don't fast. He says, their proofs are very strong. And from them, these narrations in this chapter, the narrations in this chapter. Al-awwal hadith Hamza al-Aslami. Remember the hadith of Hamza al-Aslami? Hamza ibn Amr al-Aslami, radiallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say to him? When he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may I fast while on a journey? What the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him?
You can fast or not fast.
Fast or not fast, it's up to you. إن شئت فصم وإن شئت فأفطر. If you wish to fast, fast. If you wish to break the fast, break the fast. Don't fast. الثاني, the second hadith, hadith of Anas. Now we'll see Dhakira, see who was still remember. What was the hadith of Anas? Because we just mentioned it a couple minutes ago. What was the hadith of Anas? Now. No, not that one. That's not Anas. It's not the hadith of Anas. What was the hadith of Anas? Well, that's what he said. And now.
There were some people that were fasting and some people were not fasting. And the fasting ones didn't play.
Ahsant. That's what it is. قال كنا نسافر مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فلم يعب الصائم على المفطر ولا المفطر على الصائم. He says Anas, remember the hadith of Anas رضي الله عنه, he says we used to travel with the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم in Ramadan. Those who are fasting, do not blame those who do not and tell them why you are not fasting. And those who are not fasting, do not blame those who are fasting and say why you are fasting and we're on a journey. Okay. والثالث حديث أبي الدرداء. Who remember the hadith of Abu Darda? Who was the hadith of Abu Darda is about? Naam Nuruddin.
They were traveling with the Prophet and it was very hot. And only the Prophet was fasting, everybody else was not fasting.
Only the Prophet was fasting? One companion, who's help your brother? Naam, Musa.
I'm not sure about his name.
If you're not sure about his name, Asala. Naam, Muhammad. Abdullah ibn Rawaha. Ahsant. Al-Ansari. Ahsant. Allahu Akbar. Dabit, Allahu Akbar. Inshallah. Abdullah ibn Rawaha al-Ansari. What tribe? Khazraj or Aus? But from what tribe? You should say you didn't mention it. Allah barik fik, jazakallah khair. Alhamdulillah. Naam, that was the hadith of Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. And in it that the Messenger of Allah was fasting. And Abdullah ibn Rawaha. Nobody else was fast. وَأَجَابُ عَنْ أَدِلَّةِ الْأَوَّلِينَ بِمَا يَأْتِي. And the Jamhur, the majority of the scholars, they have answers, okay, for the adilla of the first group. Meaning tell them that this is why it is not appropriate to use this adilla. They say, as for the ayah, because the first group, they mentioned the ayah. However, is present while the crescent of the month of Ramadan is sighted, should fast. As for the one who's sick or on a journey, they make up the same exact days. meaning they break the fast, they do not fast. He says, as for that ayah, فَالَّذِي أُنزِلَتْ عَلَيْهِ صَامَ بَعْدَ نُزُولِهَا وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ الْخَلْقِ بِمَعْنَاهَا فَيَتَحَتَّمُ أَنَّ مَعْنَاهَا غَيْرَ مَا ذَكَرْتُمْ. So they said to them, as for the ayah that you use as a proof, he said, the one that he was revealed to him, who is it? Who is he? Huh? The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The one that was revealed upon him, and he fasted after its revelation. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he fasted while he was on the journey after this ayah was revealed to him. And they said to them, and he is the most knowledgeable of all of the creation of its meaning. So therefore, most definitely, its meaning is other than that which you understood from it. See? It says, because here is the Prophet ﷺ who received the revelation, this ayah, but he fasted after it while on a journey. طيب. قال وأكثر العلماء ذكروا أن فيها مقدرا تقديره فأفطر. أما قول أولئك العصاة فهي واقعة عين لأناس شق عليهم الصيام فأفطر هو عليه الصلاة والسلام ليقتدوا به فلم يفعلوا فقال أولئك العصاة لعدم اقتدائهم به عليه الصلاة والسلام. He says, as for the hadith when the Prophet ﷺ says about those who didn't fast that they are the disobedient, they said this is pertaining to an incident pertaining to specific people who fasting was a hardship for them. And the Prophet ﷺ broke his fast to make it easy for them so that they follow his example. But they didn't. That's why they say they are the disobedient, because they didn't follow his example sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They are disobedient in this because they didn't follow his example. Okay? صلى الله عليه وسلم قال وأما حديث ليس من البر الصيام في السفر فمعناه أن الصيام في السفر ليس من البر الذي يتسابق إليه ويتنافس فيه. As for the hadith, the real meaning when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said it is not from birr to fast on a journey, this doesn't mean that the person should not fast while on a journey. It says rather fasting while on a journey should not be looked at something very special that the people have to go through extreme and hardship to compete one another to do. No. Okay? قال فقد يكون الفطر أفضل منه إذا كان هناك مشقة. The Sheikh says, breaking the fast on a journey may become better than fasting, especially if fasting on a journey bring a hardship. أو كان الفطر يساعد على الجهاد. Or breaking the fast give the Muslim strength, especially if that journey is for the sake of Allah. والله يحب أن تؤتى رخصه كما يكره أن تؤتى معصيه. He says, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that His concessions to be applied and taken and applied the same way Allah dislike, Allah hates that people fall into His into sins and disobeying Him subhanahu wa ta'ala.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
نعم. قال الشيخ رحمه الله: والجمهور الذين يرون جواز الصيام بالسفر اختلفوا أيهما أفضل، الصيام أم الفطر. He said, and also the majority of the scholars who they are on the opinion that it is permissible to fast while on a journey, they differ also what is better, fasting or not fasting while on a journey. فذهب الأئمة الثلاثة أبو حنيفة ومالك والشافعي إلى أن الصوم أفضل لمن لا يلحقه مشقة. The Sheikh says, the three A'imma, Abu Hanifa, Malik, and Al-Shafi'i rahimahumullah, they are on the opinion that fasting is better while on a journey for the one that doesn't have extreme hardship upon him. Fasting doesn't put him in extreme hardship. وذهب الإمام أحمد إلى أن الفطر في رمضان أفضل ولو لم يلحق الصائم مشقة. As for Imam Ahmad رحمه وتعالى, he chose the opinion that breaking the fast in Ramadan, meaning not to fast in the day of Ramadan when a person traveling on a journey, is better, even if there is no hardship involved. ويقول باستحباب الفطر أيضا سعيد بن المسيب وأوزاعي وإسحاق. Says likewise from those أئمة who they say it is recommended to break the fast while on a journey as well, سعيد بن المسيب والإمام الأوزاعي وإسحاق. ثم ذكر الشيخ فائدة نختم بها الدرس للكتاب. Then the Sheikh mentioned a benefit that we're gonna make it the last thing we mention in the class of tonight. This is not the last thing in this book. We're gonna continue this book tomorrow night, inshallah ta'ala, perhaps Saturday and Sunday, inshallah. فائدة, he benefits. قال أما مقدار السفر الذي يباح فيه الفطر وقصر الصلاة فقد اختلف العلماء في تحديده. Now he says, as for the traveling, because we're talking about traveling, that journey that make it permissible for the person to break the fast, not to fast, and to shorten the prayer, the ulama, they differ. What is this travel? What is this journey? What is the journey that make it permissible for the person to break the fast and also to shorten the prayers. والصحيح أنه لا يقيد بهذه التحديدات التي ذكروها لأنه لم يرد فيه شيء عن الشارع. So you find the scholars, they differ. They say this, this is this distance, this, that. The Sheikh says, and the correct opinion that all what they brought and they say that there has to be this distance or this, there is no proof to support it. There is no proof to support it from the legislation. فالمشرع أطلق السفر فنطلقه كما أطلقه. He says, the legislator, because in the deen of Allah, in Quran and Sunnah, in the legislation, he was not restricted to a distance or going from place to another. He says, it was left like this, we leave it as such. And this is the statement of Imam Al-Albani, rahimahullahu, aydan. Sheikh Al-Albani doesn't see some distance of these kilometers or these miles. Other ulama, they says yes. They mentioned some kilometers and some distance. قال فما عد سفرا أبيح فيه الرخص السفرية. He says, whatever it is considered as a traveling, that's what allowed the person and give him the permissibility to enjoy the concessions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pertaining to traveling. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.